Hey, let's talk to Adam Peacock, who is watching the Australian Open for us. How you doing, Adam?
Well, I'm in the lift at the moment, so hopefully I don't drop out.
Yeah, all right. Are you going? Okay, that's exciting. Going from what floor to what floor? This is live. This is actuality. This is reportage now, Adam. What's happening?
I'm going basement, and then I went level 2, and now I'm going level 3, up to the commentary box area at John Cain Arena. Nice. So, yes, exciting times.
Yeah, what game are you calling? What game are you going to call?
I've got Rybakina and the Chinese player Zhang Shuai. And then after that one, it is all about Andy Murray on this court, Max, which will pique your interest, no doubt.
Wow, yeah, he was so good in that 5-setter. I mean, listen, he's pretty extraordinary physical specimen, isn't it? I mean, to do what he's doing with an artificial hip is frankly madness.
Yeah, yeah. He's playing on John Cain Arena. Like, really, he should be walking around with one. So he's an extraordinary athlete. He was getting frustrated the other day against Basil Hachirilu, the Georgian player. He plays a Japanese player, Taro Daniel, who he really should get past today. And after that, he plays Yannick Sinner, a young Italian player on the rise. So that's going to be tougher. But the fact that they actually did retire him 2 years ago here on this court with a farewell video that he didn't know about, and he didn't know he was saying farewell. So that was a bit uncomfortable at that time. But no, he's... Well, 3 years ago, actually. Now that he's back, he's it's on his terms, which is great to see, which is what he deserves after everything he's done in the sport.
Adam, wouldn't be an Australian Open unless there was an early round Aussie upset win. Chris O'Connell last night knocks over Diego Schwartzman. Now, just for those who aren't following the tennis really closely, I note that Diego Schwartzman has $11 million in career prize money, and Chris O'Connell, only has $753,000. So, you know, a huge disparity. You know, talk about sort of, you know, from the, you know, from the top floor to the bottom there, really.
Yeah. Well, Chris is, he's a Sydney boy. He's from around my neck of the woods on the northern beaches. And he's just a worker. Like, nothing has been handed on a platter to him. He's got a very simple game style. He can hit the ball. He moves pretty well. He gets himself in the best possible shape. And, look, a couple of years ago, he was struggling with trying to break onto tour. He had a few injuries, so he had to step away from the sport. He went and washed boats at a marina just around the corner down in Bayview, of all places. And, yeah, he was just struggling to make ends meet. Wasn't sure if he was going to be able to get back on tour. Has been able to get back on tour. And he's been on the hard grind of the Challenger Tour for quite some time. And the lower level of below that, it's like third division, if you're going to put it in a football sense with the futures. But this is his biggest moment on a court, because not only does he not need to wash boats for a while, he's into the third round. He's got an opportunity to go a little further as well.
Talk to us about Sam Stosur. Did they make a farewell video that she knew about?
She knew she was retiring from singles after this, but I don't think they put together the video because she's still going in doubles, and she's a very good player in doubles, so she's a chance of winning the whole thing here. She won the US Open not that long ago, but that's her final singles campaign at a Grand Slam, I think, full stop. But look, her defining moment came in 2011 when she won a US Open, and everything around that feels like a little bit of a bonus, because she's the type of player that got the most out of herself. She maximised her ability, won a Grand Slam, made another Grand Slam final, and had a very successful time career on tour for a very long time. Players who aren't that talented don't last on tour unless they've got something else other than talent. And she's a wonderful ambassador for the sport and just a delightful human being. So she got the nice farewell at Kia Arena, and now she got beaten, and she's got the doubles to look forward to.
Kyrgios versus Medvedev tonight, Adam. I'll sit down on the couch to watch it. I'm aware rationally that Medvedev is just about favourite for the tournament, and yet I'll expect Nick Kyrgios to win irrationally. Can you coach me through it and the rest of us through how we're meant to understand this matchup?
You're not meant to understand it. You're meant to sit down with a blank mind and not care about anything in the world, which I know is very, very difficult right now, and just enjoy, like, be entertained. And, if you don't like what Nick's doing, get the irrits with him. If you love what he's doing, go along for the ride. And if you feel like booing a Russian, boo a Russian. If you feel like cheering the Russian, cheer a Russian. So it's, just going with a blank canvas, I'd say, tonight. That's the best way to approach it. It'll be entertaining one way or another.
Cheers, Adam. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.